So after using Twitter and being the quiet tweeter, I've had quite an interesting day today, to say the least. I've been doing some shopping and I went to the supermarket, and then afterwards I thought I'd get a taxi back. And in doing that, I engaged in a conversation with the taxi driver. What was really interesting was the fact that I seemed to live online, and I haven't really shared my thoughts with anyone about some of the things that go on in life in general and what things I might have planned. And if I was on Twitter, I would probably just say something and I might get a response. The response, we don't know who would reply yet because I haven't done it, and people might not care. They might only retweet. And even if they do reply, I'm not going to really get very far. And it's not just that, it's Facebook and it's phones as well. And what's really interesting is that there are a lot of people who haven't yet got onto this medium that we have about talking to an empty room just to make something to talk about on an audio booth. We haven't just made, some people don't just make things up. They feel quite silly doing it, and they actually want the experience of doing something for someone because it's doing something. And the way that most tweeters tweet, most Facebookers befriend each other, it is through conversation, and it's not a to-do thing. And conversations in the real world, like the one I've just had with the taxi driver, are far more superior by far. I mean, it's just amazing the kind of real response I had on any topic. I was talking to him about personal as well as business and just an overview, and yet the emotions and the facial expressions that he gave, the way that he spoke. In books, you cannot get this feeling across, you can only describe it, but the ability to just kind of sit down and listen to someone speak and for them to pause and then say, well, I've said this, but then to see them and to see the reaction and try and understand and describe that reaction in your head that you're visualizing and mix that with what's being said is just an amazing experience. And it's great to meet people, it's always great to talk to people, and it's even better for me to go to schools and do talks with children and young people and give them sort of rough guidelines of how they might want to pursue a career, because you can see them ticking the boxes through Twitter and all these other digital sort of means. You can't really get this across. There's always a lack in something. And this kind of brings me to this interesting concept of, well, in my last audio boo, I talked about Google Circles, a new social media platform, and then there'll be many more new ones to come. Foursquare's around, that was new, and now it's old. It's just something people do. But when will social media, anything digital and technology, ever catch up to that feeling of connecting with someone and actually do something? When will technology meet up with and overtake and supersede real life? Because there is nothing that the digital world can offer me or anyone, I don't think, that will fulfill a gap, because there isn't a gap. It's just something that enables us to then leap to a real conversation. And I think that's the best I could do in describing, I suppose, indirectly describing the social media, is it allows you to be able to talk to someone on in a real world. It doesn't prevent you from it. It allows you, but it doesn't replace it. It's quite an interesting experience, really. In that one single conversation has really spurred me into thinking like this. I'm sure there's been other instances, but you could say I'm a little bit kooky and crazy at this point, I suppose.